Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Welcome to Crimatorium, where loss of faith in humanity is delivered to you one case at a time.
Welcome back to Crimatorium, the place where crime lives. Today we dive into a curious and eerie pattern in the world of true crime. Why do the middle names Wayne, Lee, and Ray seem to pop up so often in the most chilling criminal cases? Is it coincidence, or could it be something more? The Wayne Connection. We start with Wayne, a name that has become nearly synonymous with high-profile criminal cases. The crimes committed by those with this middle name are some of the most horrifying in history. John Wayne Gacy, the killer clown who brutally murdered 33 young men and boys in the 1970s, hiding many of their bodies in the crawl space beneath his home. Elmer Wayne Henley Jr., an accomplice turned murderer in the Houston mass murders, assisting Dean Corll in the abduction, torture, and killing of at least 28 boys. Edward Wayne Edwards, a manipulative serial killer whose confirmed victims spanned decades, including a double homicide in 1980 that took investigators years to solve. Stephen Wayne Anderson, executed for the murder of an elderly woman during a home invasion. Anderson's crimes were as cruel as they were senseless. Jack Wayne Reeves, a former serviceman who murdered multiple women, including his wives, in cases spanning the U.S. and Italy. Thomas Wayne Crump, a serial offender who murdered three individuals, escaped from prison, and killed again before his recapture. Robert Wayne Danielson Jr., killed six people in campsites across three states for the purpose of robbing them. Robert Wayne Harris, murdered one woman and killed six of his previous co-workers. Patrick Wayne Kearney, called the freeway killer, Kearney murdered young male hitchhikers and gay men from bars. Timothy Wayne Crazier, stalked his victims, then broke into their homes and murdered them. The Lee Phenomenon. Next, we turn to Lee, a name that appears even more frequently in the annals of crime. The list of killers with this middle name is shockingly extensive. Henry Lee Lucas, a drifter whose chilling confessions linked him to hundreds of murders, though the true number remains unknown. Robert Lee Yates Jr., known as the Spokane serial killer, Yates preyed on sex workers in the 1990s, killing at least 16 women. Michael Lee Lockhart, a cross-country killer who left a trail of death in multiple states. Daniel Lee Siebert, responsible for multiple murders in the 1980s. Siebert's crimes shocked the nation. Dustin Lee Honkin, responsible for the death of five individuals, including two children. Scott Lee Kimball, an FBI informant who turned serial killer. Kimball exploited his position to prey on at least four victims. Danny Lee Barber, murdered three women and one man in Texas, defiled two of the bodies after death. Billy Lee Chad, a figure so unsettling that his crimes warrant a full episode of Crimatorium at a later date. The Lee list doesn't stop there. other killers bearing this middle name include Robert Lee Willey, Nicholas Lee Wiley, Clifton Lee Ray Jr., Ivan Lee Page, Eddie Lee Mosley, Larry Lee Raines, Terry Lee Hawkins, Jesse Lee Cooks, Thomas Lee Dillon, Daniel Lee Corwin, Charles Lee Duffy, Philip Lee Engel, Marvin Lee Irvin, Homer Lee Jackson III, Wilbur Lee Jennings, Vender Lee Duncan, Martin Lee Sanders, and Vernon Lee Clark. The frequency with which Lee appears is as haunting as the crimes themselves and is the front runner on this list. And then there's Ray, a name that may not be as prevalent as the others, but its presence holds its own in some of the most shocking cases ever. Charles Ray Hatcher, a manipulative predator who confessed to 16 murders, his crimes spanning Missouri and California. Mac Ray Edwards, a child predator and confessed killer of 6 children in California during the 1950s and 1960s. Crimatorium covered this case in detail on the 9th of December, 2020. Gary Ray Bowles, the I-95 killer, whose spree claimed 6 lives along the East Coast in the mid-1990s. Oscar Ray Boland Jr., convicted of murdering 3 women in Florida during the 1980s. Boland's crimes shocked the Sunshine State. Timothy Ray Burkhart, a serial killer who murdered at least 4 women and young girls in Washington. James Ray Cable, kidnapped and tortured a young girl and murdered 3 women in Kentucky. Mervyn Ray Hughes, known as a serial shooter, killed 2 people and injured others in California. Breaking down the pattern. What could explain these patterns? Theories abound, but here are the most likely explanations. Generational naming trends. Names like Wayne, Lee, and Ray were particularly popular as middle names during the mid-20th century, aligning with the birth years of many individuals who later committed crimes. Cultural and regional influence. Certain names may have been more common in regions or communities that experienced higher crime rates due to economic or social instability. Statistical coincidence. While the sheer number of people bearing these names makes it statistically inevitable that some would commit crimes, their recurrence in high-profile cases creates the perception of a pattern. Confirmation bias. The human brain is wired to notice patterns, even when they might not exist. We're more likely to focus on the recurrence of these names in criminal cases while overlooking the countless individuals with the same middle names who live law-abiding lives. Whether it's Wayne, Lee, or Ray, these names are an eerie thread running through the fabric of true crime. While the names themselves bear no inherent connection to criminality, their repeated associations with some of history's most notorious figures leaves us wondering, is this simply a strange coincidence, or is there something deeper at play? Thank you for joining me on Crimatorium while I explored this curious phenomenon. Until next time, take care.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.